a former deer farmer has warned of the dangers of hand-rearing male deer after a pet deer attacked and killed a man in Victoria's northeast yesterday. The man had gone out to feed the animal on the property at Moyu, south of Wangaratta, when it attacked him. His wife was then attacked when she tried to help. I spoke to Pearsondale farmer Jeff Gooch, who used to farm deer in Gippsland, and he says one of the first things he was told was to not hand-raise male deer because they're dangerous.
While they're little and cute, that's all right, but once they become sexually mature in the rut, testosterone just takes over everything and they're notoriously dangerous.
And what? How did you react when you heard about this attack near Wangaratta? That's unfortunately a man's been killed and another woman is in a serious condition. What did you think when you heard about that attack?
Well, the first thing I thought, well, it's terribly sad that it's happened. But when the first report was that it was a deer had come out of the bush, and my first instinct was this is a hand-raised deer. And it may have been in the bush, but it's definitely, to me, it was a hand-raised deer.
They said it was a pet deer.
But the first news report said it had come out of the bush, but when the second report was that it was a hand-raised deer in a pen and the man had gone in to feed it. Immediately when they said a deer had come out and killed somebody, so my immediate thought was that's a hand-raised deer.
What are the challenges of deer farming when it comes to hand raising, you know, male deers?
Raising under a farm situation, there's no real problem, but you just respect the fact that in the breeding season, you just don't go in the paddock with them. And if you do have an orphan deer that you hand raise, You just make sure you take the antler off them in the soft antler stage when it's safe to do so. You just don't leave hard antler on farm deer.
In your experience, how common is it for deer attacks to occur?
Oh, when deer farming was popular, there'd be a death or an injury almost once a month during the rut season. I think the statistics coming out of New Zealand at that time were that 100% of hand-raised male deer had tried to kill their owners in the first 3 years of their life. They're just notoriously unpredictable at that stage.
Should we still be deer farming?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with deer farming at all as such. It's one of those things. Once you know your animal, any sort of livestock, once you know your animal, You treat them with the respect they do. The deer, basically, they are still a wild animal, and you just treated them with a respect and care that was a necessity.
So what you're saying there is that farmers shouldn't be hand-rearing them. Is that what you're getting at there? Or?
Yes. If you raise an orphan deer, female deer, they're fine. They make great little pets, but male deer, they're just unpredictable. During the breeding season, they're just totally unpredictable and they will turn on you. That's all there is to it.
Do you think there's enough awareness out there about this?
Probably not. I'd say because amongst the deer farming population, there are people there that know. They've known all the time, you just don't rear hand male deer, hand-rear male deer, and if you do, treat them with due respect. Don't go in the paddock with them in the rut. Even though this one was apparently been 6 years old, well, it's taken a long time for him to make a mistake, but inevitably they will catch up with you.
It's been cleared up now that it was a pet, but I think when it first broke, like you mentioned, people were thinking, oh, well, you know, they're such a pest and something needs to be done about them. But this is obviously a bit different to that, isn't it?
Oh, very, very much so. Wild deer, I don't think I've ever heard of anyone ever being attacked by a wild deer. They're usually pretty shy, even in the breeding season, they're pretty shy and they stay pretty much to themselves. But it's the hand rearing, they just lose all their fear of man, and then the testosterone takes over it for whatever reason, and they just attack.
That was Pearsondale farmer Jeff Gooch.